Hey guys, I'm here to talk about representation in media. That means TV, movies, video games, and everything like that. So I want to start this off by saying that representation, has gotten a bad rap from a small group of people that kind of associate it with social justice warriors, SJWs, and stuff like that. They're like, oh, that's a first world problem that really doesn't matter, and it's really something that doesn't affect a large amount of people. And I think that's an incorrect statement to make, because representation is something that if you have a lot of it, it doesn't seem like, if you're very well represented as a person, like the type of person you are is very, very it's visible in the public eye in many aspects, in, like I said, in video games, in movies, and in TV shows, where you as a person are out there and you're basically seen as a normal type of person, where representation doesn't, I'm well represented, so I don't need anything like that. It doesn't affect me, so it kind of seems pointless to you. But to people that are not well represented, it's something that is kind of, it's something that is very treasured, and it's very important. And like for me, I am Mexican, I am Hispanic. So, and I know that there's people that are way less represented than I am, than Latinos are. But it is something that, but it's still good to see Mexican culture being just praised, and it's being put on a people are seeing it. It just feels good to do that, for that to be a thing where it feels normal. Where I think of something like Coco, where I watched that movie, and I wasn't raised around Mexicans, around Hispanics. I was raised in a white family around Caucasian people, but I still had family that was Hispanic and that was Mexican. So I still kind of, in a subconscious level, I still kind of associate myself with that, even though it's, for some people, that doesn't really make any sense. So, and you can, whatever, you can say, oh, it's dumb, it's stupid, but it's whatever to me. And so watching a movie like Coco, I felt proud. I just loved all the music in that movie, and I loved when they spoke Spanish. Spanish is a language that I don't speak, but when I hear it, it just sounds vaguely familiar to me, where that I've heard it somewhere, and that sometimes I feel like I can speak it, and sometimes I feel like I can understand it. So, and that's enough about me, but like that's, so when somebody, and so I can kind of understand the feeling of when you're part of a group that's not in the public eye, and then you finally see a piece of media that's you see yourself in that, and it's kind of crazy to see that. So I can kind of understand the importance of being represented in the mainstream. So, and when I think of a lot of the time, I think of gay and basically the LGBTQ plus community. I think of them because there's gay characters in tons of media, but I think that there's very few types of shows that kind of do them justice, to where they don't feel like a token character, where it's just like, oh, let's put a gay character in here for effect, or for whatever, or to please a group of people. I think that, and that's cool. That's cool that they're there. But I think for me, I think it's really important that when you put a character, any type of character, it should be you. It should be, you're the person that wants to put that character there. You want to make sure that the original plan for that character all along was for them to be gay, lesbian, transgender, to be anything like that. That you want that to be the original plan, instead of like, oh, let's appease some people and thing, stuff like that. It shouldn't, when you put an underrepresented group in a piece of media, it shouldn't be to appease people. It should be that, that I want to put this here. I want to have these people be represented. It's my desire to do that. Instead of, well, I heard a few people on Twitter wanted it, so I'm going to make it so. And when I think of stuff like that, I think of J.K. Rowling, because she is the biggest offender of stuff like that, where she puts in a character she basically adds stuff to her world to make it more diverse. And I was watching a video about the second Fantastic Beasts movie, and it was by Cosmonaut Variety Hour, and he was talking about, like, the reason that J.K. Rowling does stuff like this, and the reason she goes on Twitter and adds characters basically on a whim, is because, and this is his quote, this is not mine, she wrote a book in the 90s about white straight kids, and she feels like she has to make up for that by adding black characters and all this stuff, and having Dumbledore and Grindelwald be in a intense sexual relationship. So she feels bad about it. She feels like she has to appease people, or maybe it's not even appeasing anyone, and maybe she has to do it for herself, where she feels guilty, and she's like, oh, my world, my the world that I created was actually super, like, not diverse. It was full of white kids and white people, and I want to make it feel more diverse and more, just more colorful. And which is fine. That's, I think, as on its, in a vacuum, that's okay. But it's more of, you can see the intent, where it's like, oh, I feel bad. I have to do this. I have to pretend like I was woke before being woke was a thing. And so that's what bothers me. But I think another thing that comes to mind when it comes to about representation is in anime. I want to put anime in this in some way. Is, okay, most anime characters are Japanese. It's not really important that they are Japanese, but they are Japanese. Most of them live in Japan, and they do Japanese people things. They do Japanese things. So first off, most people that watch this in the West or in any non-Japanese country, you're first off looking at somebody that's not like you, that doesn't live like you, that is totally different than you. This is my big point about representation being good for people that are watching, that are being good. Like, that's why it's good for somebody who's white to watch a show about, to watch anime about Japanese characters, because it allows them to empathize with those people and see them as, they're not different than me. They do different things than me, but they're people like I am. They just live differently. And that's important, because when it allows people to empathize with characters. And you can even put this in the context of using animals as main characters. And so I mean, you can basically, it's important for, it allows people to empathize with people that are not like them. So when you have anime, like I said, most characters are Japanese, and so anybody that's watching, like I said, in a non-Japanese country is automatically seeing something different than them. So that's important, but it allows them to empathize with people. And it's good if it starts at a young age, when they see characters that aren't like them, that do different things. And it's even important to see, like, different foods and stuff, because it allows their vision to widen, and it's probably better for them in the sense that it allows them to see different things. Like, and when it comes to the, like, this reminds me of growing up in a small town. I think people see a lot of positives in that, and they really enjoy that. Like, oh, I'm in a small town, it's a great place to raise kids. But in a wider sense, in the idea that when you raise somebody in a small town, in where there's not a lot of variety in anything, when it's just like, this is what happens every day, these are the people that you see every day, and they usually all look similar, and which is fine, but it makes someone less likely to be open to other things. Where if someone was born in New York City or Seattle, Washington, or anywhere, a big city where there's large population, a large amount of people, where there's a variety and there's different types of everything, food, people, music, there's so many different types of people and everything. So, and they're more likely to be open and kind of, if not super, like, if not like open in a, like the context that they're going to do everything, but they're going to see more stuff and they're going to kind of understand more things than just, oh, because there's people that like, that are, they're raised in that setting, that small town setting, and that's all they know. And it's not even their fault most of the time. It's just, this is the way I was raised, and these are the things I know, and things that differ from that are really weird for me, and I'm not really comfortable with things that are different than me. But I think that, and usually I don't think it's in a malicious way, because I think that people attack small town rural people way too often, because they have some connotations about what they're like and stuff like that. So I think that's kind of unfair. But I don't want to get off track too much, because what I really want to say in a sense is my big point is, or my closing statement would be, imagine talking to one type of person your entire life. Doesn't matter who it is. It could be anybody. Imagine only being able to talk to those type of people forever in any type of conversation. That's it. And that's why, and it sounds like, oh, some people have done it for years where it's just normal for them. But if you go backwards and you're in a place where that's totally crazy to you, to where you're used to talking to all these different types of people and being surrounded by so many different types of people, and then suddenly you're now stuck talking to one type of person, it's crazy. And I think that's how people that are underrepresented see some media. They see that because it's like, oh, I'm only seeing this one type of person, and over again. And it's not that they dislike them or the quality is low, but it's more that they're seeing this person over and over again, the same type of people, the same cookie cutter group of people, and it's just a cycle over and over again. It gets tiring because you're like, hey, I want something new. I want something that kind of fits me, that is not I can kind of sympathize with and kind of understand easier. And I think that's good for everybody. And everybody should see different types of people and try to understand everyone in a sense and just talk. I think that's a thing that gets kind of under the radar in my opinion, because I think we should just talk to everyone and kind of try to understand people instead of letting your preconceived notions about something or someone or a group of people let you basically drive your social life and drive your life in general. So that's, sorry for this one being a kind of a longer one, but I liked it. I like talking about stuff like this. This is something that I'm passionate about. I like talking about. So, but I hope you enjoyed the show today, and I'll talk to you guys next time. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.